The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
There are forces that want to unite us. There are forces that want to divide us. I am certain that there are some. I'm sure you could find some people on the right who want to divide us. But almost all of the forces trying to divide us in America today are not on the right. It is the left. MoveOn.org is an example of that. I received an email today from MoveOn.org. Dear MoveOn member, it's happened again. Another black man killed by police. And then I read parts of it to you. Police in Minnesota must be held accountable. Minnesota state lawmakers must make decisive action to do so. The implication is that there are no laws on the books to keep police from murdering people with no reason. They completely ignore the fact that a Minnesota police officer right now, as we speak, is on trial for murder. Now, I don't want to diminish the importance of that trial and so forth, but how much more accountable do you want it to be? He's being tried for murder. He could be put away for the rest of his life. That's not accountability? All right. Here's where this email really goes off the rails and is clearly intended to inflame and incite. I quote, "The killings of George Floyd and Dante Wright were not an anomaly. Police violence is a real issue that disproportionately impacts blacks, indigenous, and people of color, and low-income people in Minnesota and across our nation." Listen to what I'm about to say. This is a direct quote from MoveOn.org. "In Minnesota alone, there have been hundreds of deaths from police violence since 2000. Let me repeat that. In Minnesota alone, there have been hundreds of deaths from police violence since the year 2000. Okay? That's what MoveOn.org says. What about the facts? Well, it's interesting because the Minneapolis Star Tribune, not some right-wing conspiracy newspaper, a mainstream left-leaning newspaper in Minnesota. The Minnesota Star Tribune published this article updated today. I'm looking at it. Headline, "Every police-involved death in Minnesota since the year 2000. Updated April 13th, 2021. That's today. So MoveOn.org said, and I quote, "In Minnesota alone, there have been hundreds of deaths from police violence since 2000. Headline, Star Tribune, "Every police-involved death in Minnesota since 2000. The Star Tribune collected the names and stories of everyone who died after a physical confrontation with law enforcement in Minnesota since January of 2000 and continues to update this database as new incidents occur. Fatal police encounters are defined here as incidents where an officer applies force that results in someone's death. Excluded are fatalities from police chases, jails, or suicides with officers present, exception being suicide by cop. Okay, let's get to the facts and the truth. MoveOn.org says, again, quote, in Minnesota alone, there have been hundreds of deaths from police violence since 2000. Okay, let's go to the source, the fact. Since the year 2000, there have been 207 in 21 years. In 21 years, police involved death 207. So, in Minnesota alone, there have been hundreds of deaths. Well, 207, I guess that is hundreds. It's more than 100. 207 in 21 years in the state of Minnesota. In the year 2000, 7 the entire year. 2001, 9. 2002, 8. 2003, 7. 2004, 9. 2005, 5. 2006, 6. 2007, 7. The 2019, there was the largest number, 14. And last year, there was actually a pretty steep decline last year, and there were 10. Now, when it gets really interesting is when you look at the race of the people that were killed. Out of the 207, 27% were black. 55 in 21 years. Let that sink in. In 21 years, there have been 55 total blacks killed after confrontations with police. And if you look at the statistics, and this, the Star Tribune breaks it down, the overwhelming majority of those had a weapon. Not all of them, but the overwhelming majority of them were not innocent, unarmed people that were just shot and killed. Now, Dante Wright, who was killed, the latest that was killed, and again, a terrible, horrible tragedy. I think he's 20 years old. He did not have a weapon. But he actively resisted police and fought against police. Is that police officer responsible for making a life-ending mistake by pulling out the taser instead of the gun? Yes, absolutely. It is a mistake that should not have been made. But there is no evidence whatsoever that race had anything to do with it. The young man was stopped. Check was made. He had several outstanding warrants for his arrest. Police never just let a person go. If they have several outstanding warrants for their arrest, they arrest them. That's standard police procedure in every city, in every state in America. Sadly, this young man resisted violently. If you watch the video. So, MoveOn.org implies that in the state of Minnesota, there is an epidemic of police just randomly shooting black people, and they're not being held accountable at all. There's no truth to that. And they go on, and Sunday's killing of Dante Wright was yet another example of grotesque, unaccountable police violence. While the officer may have been reaching for her taser, the clear escalation to violence and resulting deadly violence must be held accountable. Well, I agree with that. But the problem is The young man who was shot and killed is the one who escalated the violence, not the police. The police were, if you watch the camera, the body camera, they were being calm, cool. They weren't being unkind. They were saying you're being placed under arrest. They were trying to put handcuffs on him. They weren't roughing him up. In other words, they were doing their job. And sadly, he made the choice to turn violent. Again, I don't know why I would have to say this, but I probably do. Does that justify the police officer shooting him? No. But it's also true. Had he not resisted, it would not have happened. Even though he is dead, does he bear responsibility? And the answer is yes, sadly. So we have MoveOn.org blatantly lying, exaggerating, inflating figures. For what purpose? For what purpose? To deal honestly with the situation? No. To inflame, to incite. And the riots place responsibility at the feet of people like MoveOn.org and others. If we're ever going to get a handle on the racial issues in America, we've got to leave emotion and hysteria behind and start dealing with fact. Where reform is needed, it must be done. But we deal with facts, not hysteria.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Sounding like a broken record. And every time I say that, I realize that the younger people in my audience are going, "Oh, what record did they break? That's really good." No, that's, you know, sounding like a broken record is, parents, explain that to your children. Tell them what records were. Well, although vinyl is coming back. Have you noticed that? Vinyl is coming back. Joy and I were in a Cracker Barrel not too long ago, and they had a whole rack of brand new vinyl records. They're making a comeback, and I've got a turntable down in the basement. I got to get it out. But anyway, I kind of sound like a broken record, but there are some who want to unite us. There are some who simply want to divide us for their own warped personal political reasons. One of them, Rashida Tlaib. Yes, the one of the members of the Squad, the Democrat representative from Michigan. She tweeted this about the situation in Minnesota. You listen to this, and then just ask yourself the question. Is she trying to really deal with the problem and unite us, or is she just trying to divide us and inflame us? Here's what she said, and I quote, "It wasn't an accident. Policing in our country is inherently and intentionally racist. Dante Wright was met with aggression and violence. I am done with those who condone government-funded murder. No more policing, incarceration, and militarization. It cannot be reformed." Wow. No more police. No more jails. No. No more policing, incarceration, and militarization. It cannot be reformed. It's done. It's finished. Do you notice that these whack jobs on the left do not provide the alternative? And she has already concluded, judge and jury, it wasn't an accident. Policing in our country is inherently and intentionally racist. Talk about an inflammatory blank statement. And then there are others. I had an article yesterday. I didn't get to it, didn't have time, but I had it in my stack yesterday that said the whole problem that America is facing with the COVID-19, the biggest problem we are facing, the reason why more and more people are going to die, the reason why more and more people are going to have to wear masks and we're going to have to social distance, and the real reason why this thing is never going to be over is because of white evangelicals. Today, if you're an evangelical, you're the enemy. If you're a white evangelical, you are double the enemy because white people are evil. I am old enough to remember when many people in America believed black people were evil. I remember that. They were substandard. Well, now many people believe if you're white, you're evil. That entire article, people are going to die. America will never get over COVID-19 because of white evangelicals. Because they won't take the shot. They're conspiracy nuts, and they won't take the shot. And because of white evangelicals, we're just going to have to deal with this COVID-19 thing forever. Because of white evangelicals, they won't take the shot. And then I have this story, headline. Most black Americans will refuse COVID-19 vaccine, citing generations of discriminatory medical practices. Quote, black Americans in particular are hesitant to receive the vaccine. This is largely due to what they call generations of distrust and racism within the medical community. And the prediction from this study is a very small percentage of black Americans are willing to get the vaccine. 42% is the estimate. Isn't it interesting? If you are looking for ways to divide, if you are looking for ways to disparage a race, a religion, you'll be able to find it. Stop looking. Have a great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.